The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 312. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale.
What's up, people?
All right, and joining us once again, it's been a while, man. It's been a while. Weapon X himself, Mr. Reggie Butler.
What's good, y'all?
Reggie, man. What's going on, brother, man? It's been too long.
You'll never live that one down. It's on video.
Yeah, right. Yo, the worship is shit.
Yep.
For life, man. Good to see you. It's funny. I'm saying, like, we haven't seen Reggie in a long time on the show, but like, yo, Reggie, I talk to Reggie every day, man. Every single day, you know, keeping it real in the field, you know. So before we catch up with you, Next Gen November, people. Next Gen November, the final week for this year, because we will be doing this again next year, is here. So tonight at the
it probably won't be called Next Gen November.
Oh, no, it won't be, but it'll be like November giveaway. We'll come up
with something. That's probably when we're going to start getting next-gen games.
You already know, man. So, yeah, we're giving away a free game tonight. Any game of your choice for any platform you want. So around the halfway show, we're going to do our little spinning wheel thing out of all the names we've been compiling over on the Twitters. Remember, if you guys already signed up, you're good to go. You have one more chance to win. So we'll do that halfway through the show. It'll be a lot of fun, you know, and maybe some other giveaways as we proceed, because I got a little something I may want to give away, you know, to the fans.
Mortal Shell. Yeah, man. Oh, my God. Yo, that game is fire.
Yeah. So I think I may give this away to Mortal Shell for you guys listening at home. I got a free copy from the PR people. Like, hey, whatever you want to do with this, you want to do a live stream, you want to do a giveaway, do whatever you want with them. Like, I think I'll give this away then, you know, to one of the fans. Why not?
You know? Now.
So there you go, man. All right, Reggie, man, what's been going on with you lately, brother? What is going on in your world?
Not much, you know, just enjoying life, enjoying these next-gen games, and just getting some good gaming time with my daughter. She really loves the PS5, so that's the main thing I've been doing, just chilling, enjoying life, playing these games, man. That's it.
That's what's up, man. I see Kratos and Atreus behind you, man.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's my favorite series. Awesome, of all man. Time, so yeah.
All right, guys, so tonight we're going to have a little bit of it's like half the normal show and then half a different show. So originally we're going to do a PlayStation 5 review as a separate show, but now we're like, let's just combine everything, you know. That was the original thing. I'm like, nothing's going to happen this week. Shit happened this week. But we're going to just combine everything into one, you know. We'll make a separate video of the PS5. And also next week, actually today, starting today, this is like, it used to be called the Final Four. Now it's the final eight episodes to throw it out for the year, you know. So next week will be a normal show. The week after that will be our VGA's live stream, and then the final game of the year type of show, you know. So that'll be cool. And I'm still debating whether I want to combine the game of the year with the game of the generation podcast. We'll see what happens with that. We may want to do both and then just do separate videos just for our sake, because we got to go on vacation, man. You know,
it's the final countdown.
It's the final throwdown. We got to be careful with that, though, because every time we say that, you guys are ending the show? Like, no, for the year. Listen to the part we say for the year, bruh. Shit. All right. Yeah. So, that's pretty much it. Next year, November giveaways. Let's get into it, man. So, first story we're going to talk about is that the PlayStation 5 has seen the biggest launch ever for a PlayStation console. It has sold, 2.1 million copies, I believe, or units. Correct me if I'm wrong there. It's either 2.1 or 2.5, but it sold a lot, you know. Sony's obviously not going to say this. There's a little caveat that comes with that. Also, Xbox apparently sold 1.5 million. So take that how you will. Like the red generation's already starting with a 2.2 to 1 gap, you know?
I'm just surprised, only because they said they weren't going to have that many available at launch. So for it to get this high at not their full capacity with what they wanted to distribute, it's, I guess it's amazing.
Yeah.
How well, many did they plan on then, if you know what I mean?
Well, I know they were going to have like around 10 million through the launch window or whatever up to March, but I don't know how many they had now. But the thing is, this is the part I want to bring up, and I'm just going to bring it up right now, right? How many of these sales, and I'm not saying anything bad about Sony, because this is just a huge problem. Reggie, you know I have a big problem with this, right? How many of these sales were because of bots, you know, buying up shit that people couldn't, you know? So I think that's a factor as well. Go ahead.
Well, it's still a lot of it's money that they got, regardless.
Sony still got the money, yeah.
Go ahead, Manny. The thing is, yeah, that's that in general is a huge problem. But a lot of companies have had this has been a problem for a long time, especially if you pay attention to the action figure market, right? Yeah. You know, bots are rampant, especially if you have it on places like not on Amazon, but like places like Target or Walmart. You know, those big sort of chains, their websites can just totally you could just totally run a bot on there, and it'll automatically you tell it how many you're gonna get and how much time to come in on it, and it just snatches them all up. And now you're seeing a bunch of people with these walls, these stacks of PlayStations that they decided to pick up. But you know what? Once there starts being some real PlayStations out in the field, you know those guys, you know, might have wasted their money.
I hope they did.
Nobody's gonna be buying those PlayStations for the crazy ass prices that they have been selling them for
a short window to sell it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You'll see people like, oh, but look, they're going for this and that. It's like, yeah, those are the asking price, but I'm not seeing anybody actually paying.
No one's actually buying them, yeah.
Yeah, I'll see $8,000 and $8,010. You know what I mean? It's like these people are just asking ridiculous amounts to see if people are willing to take that bite.
Yeah.
And especially the way the economy is right now, you know, being this time, of, you know, with COVID and stuff going on, a lot of people are kind of strapped for cash. So this holiday season, definitely going to be different for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And with that pertaining to the scalpers and these prices, I do think not necessarily long term, but short term, they will take a hit or take a loss, a big loss in this short, like you said, Adam, in this short window, because once these systems start to really saturate the market, which is what Sony and Microsoft is trying to do, just overwhelm the market with them, and more people are able to get them, which kind of has been going on this week as people have been able to get orders online through some of the more reputable sites like GameStop, Best Buy, whatever, then those numbers are going to come down. And either they're going to have to sell at retail or whatever, but they're going to take a loss. And that's just the bottom line.
Yeah,
there are things that companies can do to mitigate it, but you can't necessarily stop it. It's almost something that it kind of has to play itself out.
Especially when it comes to those sorts of things, there's usually on sites that actually have issues with this, there's usually a verification process like, okay, right. Yeah, you can only get one or two, or you have to go through, you have to click through onto something else, which they can't, they would have to reprogram their bot or whatever to do, but they can't do it.
Are you human?
There's
ways around that shit now.
Are you human? Limiting the amount of orders to one or two, you know, stuff like that.
And the other thing, and this is from what we've seen with Best Buy and a few others without actually doing this, and my brother just wound up going through it, is that it's now at the store you have to pick up. So yeah, order it online, but you have to actually physically go down to the store and pick. That's how just to cut down, to make sure an actual person is coming. Because who knows? That's the thing. When you post these things online, it could be somebody in West Bubblefuck who just wound up getting 10 of them because he has all these bots and he's gathering these boxes up from all over the state from this website. So
I believe Walmart just did theirs today with the pickup in store. I was at work at the time, so I didn't get a chance to
observe. Yeah, buddy, he did the Series X. He got through a pickup at Walmart.
Awesome. Yeah. And the thing is, like, because I know some people are saying, like, oh, in the future, you need to just have it be retail only, no online. Like, that's not realistic, bro.
Yeah,
especially now with the Rona and all that shit. Like, you know, online was very, very necessary, you know, but I realized there's no way around it, obviously. But, you know, because the thing is, like, they'll find a way, you know, we'll find a way to stop it, and then they'll find a way around it. So it's just going to be the circle, you know what I'm saying? But go ahead.
At least with the cart, if they can see, if they limit to one per person, and yeah, the only other issue is if they keep creating bot accounts. I feel we got hit one of those with that one that that Manny, that giveaway that you had. Here it is. Remember, you found it was like some bullshit, and the person never responded back. You reached out to them. I was like, maybe they created.
Which one is that?
Remember you did a giveaway, and the person that won.
No, we he contacted us.
The second guy did, but the first guy, was not. It wasn't a real person. Yeah, it was a bot account.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like, they created even a bot account just for the giveaway, and they didn't even follow through.
Crazy.
Well, it wasn't for the giveaway. A lot of times, people have bot accounts that troll troll Twitch to sort of advertise on other people's open Twitch chats.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because I actually just posted this story about how there's a Twitch bot that looks for PS5 and Xbox sales. Like, it just looks for them. It's like, fuck, this shit is everywhere, you know? But either way, you know, the bots, you know, despite all that, very, very cool to see PlayStation doing so well despite all the craziness going on in the world right now, you know? And from what I've seen, most people are pretty happy about it. I know I am. Remember, I was pretty skeptical. Like, I don't know about this, you know? And I'm pretty happy with it, although I still maintain what I've said before. I'm not being a hypocrite. I'm like, I still don't actually need this console right now, but it's nice to have it. You know what I'm saying? But this shit is crazy. Go ahead, Adam.
The only real PS5 feature that I've been impressed with that I actually used was just happened recently, today, when we did that party chat with Rico. And you're doing the Demon's Souls, here it is, we're all in there and we're doing the share play, and it was like our own little private stream, live stream. That was cool. That's a new feature. But yeah, like you said,
we'll get to more today for the PlayStation 3 PlayStation 5 review. But yeah, Adam, it's dope when you do, and you were playing your own game while doing that. He's like hanging out to the side, this thing. I did that the other day. I was showing a friend, you know, one game. She was doing her thing. I'm like, oh, this is cool. You know, this is cool. Like, just do that. So it's dope, you know. You know, PlayStation, good on them. You know, shout out to Sony, man. We'll see what happens. And there's going to be more games coming. Ratchet and Clank. That's going to be good. You know.
I want to know which game, and I know you said Astrobot does a good job trying all of them.
Yeah, Astrobot does a fantastic job.
But I'm wondering what's going to be the big title that really shows it off. Like right now, the one thing that I'm super impressed, besides the features of all that, is the haptic controller. That feedback controller, it's great. If you're playing online multiplayer, turn the shit off. Turn off that haptic feedback. It will screw you up in Call of Duty. It's doing it to me. I had to turn the shit off. But besides that, when you're playing campaign and stuff, all the weapons and stuff, same thing with Borderlands. Everything feels unique. It has that resistance and that vibration. Very cool. That's an awesome controller.
Yeah, no. This right here, I'm going to say it, man. Best controller ever. I said it, man. I'm glad I'm not wearing the pony hat. Yeah.
It's really nice.
I would have worn the pony hat, but I need to get it, you know, washed.
what if they make that into like the Pro, where you can swap out the D-pad and the sticks? You know, that would be kind of cool.
That would be cool. Yeah, I mean, you already know fucking Astro and Scuff. Oh, yeah. They're gonna be doing their own controllers. You know,
they use that haptic because I think that's their own license, right? Sony's own.
Yeah. Chris, you have any thoughts on PlayStation's success, PS5, despite all the Rona and all this craziness?
Yeah, well, I think some of it came from they wrote off this previous generation success. Like, PS4 sold well. They had a huge ecosystem, 120+ million consoles in the market. I forgot if it was 60 or 70 million PS Plus subscriptions. So you have this large ecosystem that you're going to get people absorbed into. Right, and it's really a downhill shift if they mess up, which I kind of was thinking, like, they're doing some shit, but they pulled it out. Like, I got to give credit to Mark Cerny. He wasn't blowing smoke up people's asses. Like, the SSD was fast. The 3D audio is a real thing.
Yeah, 3D audio is crazy, yeah.
I give them all the credit in the world. The shit works on my old headset, so good for them. And, With Sony, they had the people there. They just had to keep everyone engaged, right? So PS4 backwards compatibility, good. you know, cloud saves, all that stuff. And they have some nagging issues. The accessory shit still needs to get fixed for sure. Because my game still crashes.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah. But it's... Whereas they had this generation, they won that. It's an uphill struggle for Microsoft because they have to gain people, and the way you do that is and we always say that, Manny says it, it's the games, right?
Yeah, they lost have a showcase.
They lost the showcase title. But, you know, Craigate happened, and then so we don't have Halo.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, we're talking Microsoft in a big. Go ahead, man.
You think, yeah, I mean, like going on that, it's like everything, even though, despite whatever you know, you say every single time you need to have a showcase, whatever it is, every single console generation has had something in there that said, okay, this is what these games look like. Even stupid ass PlayStation 3 had it,
yeah,
you know. So,
I think I'm one of the few people that thought that this console would sell like crazy when it would come out. Even at a $600 price range. So, this isn't surprising. Also, something to note is that Sony said that all consoles are sold out everywhere.
Yeah,
they are.
You can't find one. Like, either you scalp one or, you know, or hope someone, like, someone's order falls through and then you get chance in the line. Man. So, and also that they're going to get more... Apparently, they're going to get more consoles before the end of the year. So, hopefully, everyone that can want. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off. They're going to have more in retail.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I don't know if we talked about this with Nintendo, but is you and Tony? You said 2.5 million consoles.
Yeah, like 2.1 or 2.5 was one of those numbers. I got to look it up to verify, but it's one of those two.
I'm interested to see if how this compares to the PS4 in terms of just how many consoles were shipped as opposed to sold, because I always assumed that Sony would release a limited amount of stock for the PS5, even pre-Rona. So I knew that that at launch during the holidays there would be an extremely high demand for this console. And the fact that the sales would be, you know, limited because of the limited stock, that it would create this sort of hype, sort of the same that, you know, Nintendo Switch is doing that every year now. Every year has been out. There's always been shortages, but and also with the Wii. So I'm not surprised. Sony, you know, their brand is, other than Nintendo, you know, just relatively compared to Microsoft, is ridiculously high. PlayStation consoles almost always sell 100 million. I wouldn't be shocked if this sold well over 100 million.
Just some numbers here. So check this out. I'm sorry, Chris, just real quick. 2.1 million PlayStation 4s have been sold, and Sony hopes that they can outsell the PS4's fiscal year, which was 7.6 million. May happen. We'll see. Go ahead, Chris.
I was just going to say, on Carlos's point, this is actual scarcity. Nintendo practices artificial scarcity.
Yes.
Just that's the difference.
Yeah.
They didn't have a virus to contend with. The Wii shortages was fake. This is a real thing.
Yeah, this is not artificial scarcity. This is scarcity, you know?
Yep. And then, you know, all this hype, everyone wants to get a PS5. That's the new hot item. If you have a PS5, it's like fucking gold. People think, you know, people think they're looking at the Loch Ness Monster when they're seeing this shit in the wild.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Right before the show, my boy Sammy, shout out to Sammy. I know he listens to Throwdown. He was at Best Buy. He's like, I almost had one, man. I almost had one.
That shit happened to me. I bought three PS5s. I mean, I bought three PS5s. Two for, you know, for Chris and Brett. One for me and freaking Walmart. I don't know what the hell they did. So I went a week. It felt like a year. Without a freaking PS5, everyone taking pictures and shit, sending pictures of their kids with the consoles.
that's what it felt like when I saw everybody else having. I was like, oh god, I cannot wait. I mean, and mine was locked in the bag. Like, I didn't have to worry about nothing. I was like, man, when Thursday came, it was a wrap. It was a wrap.
Felt the same for me. And it's like, when I shout out to Fergus Mills, who hooked it up, man. When I got that console, I'm like, All right, finally, I'm in the know now. I'm not out of the know.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to help a few other people secure some systems. So, to your point, Carlos, yeah, they, when you was wondering about how it was doing compared to the PlayStation 4 in the same time frame, mm-hmm. this by far and away blows what the PlayStation 4 did out of the water. Because I remember, even after the first week, after the PlayStation 4 came out, I could literally walk into a store. I remember walking into a Target in Walmart like that next week and saw PlayStation 4s, like whether it be early in the morning or whatever. And, you know, the lifespan of having them on the shelf, at that time, if you saw one, it might have only lasted maybe like 10, 15 minutes. And then it just kind of started growing to where you just started seeing them regularly. So with the PS5,
I was just saying, just the fact that Sony said this is the biggest PlayStation launch ever already lets you know it's bigger than PlayStation 4, you know?
Yeah, it's huge. I've never seen anything like this. I'll, you know, just be hanging out, you know, just hearing conversation in stores, you know, as I'm shopping or whatever. And the way people are going after this PlayStation 5, I mean, it's ridiculous. And I'm like, well, wait, the Xbox Series X is out too. Like,
and there's a cheaper one out there. Nobody cares. Think about that. There's a $300 next gen console. And nobody gives a fuck. You know,
right? And you know, and so, you know, the crazy John about it. I went to Best Buy. I want to say last Friday, and I seen the Series X and Series S for the first time, and I was like, "Holy crap! These things are small."
Yeah, they're actually small, yeah. Especially when you're used to the PS5, that fucking tower, you know?
And I was just sitting there in amazement, and I was like, oh, my God. But, yeah, to your point, you know, yeah, you got this $300 console, but I don't know.
To be fair, Microsoft did not make enough stock of them, to be fair, right? And let's just be honest here, there's no games to play on it right now, you know? Right. PlayStation... They have the momentum off the PS4 and they have games, right? $500. And here's the thing, and I think I said this on the last show, $500, because I always used to say $400 is the sweet spot. I think $500 is now the sweet spot. You know, like, think about it.
Think so?
There are now two. Okay, if we go back in history, and this is what I've been saying forever, right? If we look at history, every $500 console has not done well at all. History has shown that. PS5 and Xbox, they're both sold out. I think nobody said a thing about the price. They're like, I want the shit. So I think $500 is the new normal now. You know, people, not even a complaint, not a peep, you know? So it's very interesting. So I was wrong. So basically, I have to update my fucking info now. You know what I'm saying? It's a new paradigm. You know, nobody, the fucking PS5, Xbox both sold out. $500, nobody cares, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and just to touch on that, that was almost kind of evident. You know, people, I think it was a time, I want to say August, when that rumor was going around saying that, hey, the PlayStation 5, you'll be able to pre-order this day. And they literally had people the day before hitting F5 on their computer to see, you know, they was camping out in front of their computer to see where they would get one. And Sony hadn't even announced price or anything yet. I think this was before the PlayStation Showcase or whatever it was. And it was literally like, yo, like, they was willing to pay whatever. Sony hadn't even announced the price yet.
Yeah,
no, dudes were like, $600, let's fucking go, motherfuckers. And here's the thing, again, global pandemic, motherfuckers ain't working, and nobody cared about the price. You know, because some people were saying, because some people speculated that the Xbox Series S would actually sell better than all of them just because of the global pandemic and the price. No one cares, man. They really don't. They're like, I don't want that motherfucking PlayStation.
You know? Oh shit! Yo,
Real quick, Carlos, go ahead, Ben.
This is gonna be a real quick comment. Fergus Mills put in the chat. Christmas is gonna be brutal this year. Imagine being a teen getting a Series S when you ask for a PS5. Can't wait to see those YouTube videos.
No, fuck that. Imagine getting an Xbox One S when you wanted a Series X.
Oh,
God. Yeah. Oh,
my God.
Manny first, and then you could go, Reggie.
So somewhat of a side note. So I actually was out and about a week or two ago. And I stopped by the GameStop, because they actually reopened the GameStops here out in Pennsylvania because remember during the pandemic they lost their operation license because they wanted to be considered a essential business, and the government said no fucking way you aren't, and they locked them out. Anyway, I went over there just because I was in the area to look around. And communicating with the people there, and then at one point, the two clerks there are looking at the computer, and they're like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" They're like that, and I'm like, "Wait a minute." They're like, "I'm like they." I'm like, "You probably." I'm like, I said to them, "Hey, that's probably because you're getting a bunch of Xboxes, isn't it?" Right? And they're like, "Yep." They're like, "We barely have any PlayStation 4s, but we're getting a shitload of Xboxes, and they're not fucking selling." They're like, "We have a huge bunch of Xboxes in the back, and they're selling even more. Then there's even more coming." So, and I'm like, "Guys, you probably know why that is, right? Because you got your company's got the
exclusivity deal. That's right,
deal. They got that partnership
going."
So that's crazy. They got the direct line to Microsoft, but yeah. So
don't matter though. Nobody cares. Nobody cares, man.
I mean, they're selling, but they're not selling this. You know, they didn't have it. Like they didn't have that thing out there to really do it. And I'm sorry, selling on legacy is not going to work.
I think it's not even that. It's even promoting. I was expecting to see all these commercials advertising the fact they have Game Pass with EA Access now included with all the Bethesda games. There's none of those. I don't see any of these commercials. So even if, let's say, you're a casual sport guy playing some games, like, I'll get one of these consoles. I would think that would be a big get to know that there's one service that has all these games, all those sport games, everything's included. You just need this. You don't even need the box. They're not advertising anything.
That is assuming that as far as advertising goes, yes, it does help, but that's assuming that your audience is in the know as to what the fuck a lot of this shit is.
Right.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Think about it. You know, like, we've gotten people now to figure out, okay, hey, you can buy games on your consoles and you don't need to leave your home. That's fine. But at the same time, you realize how many servers. Look at how many services that you subscribe to right now and think, okay, now what? Now I got to go buy another fucking service or go into another service or how does this work?
It's working. That's what I'm saying.
That's the inherent problem with it because you have to go through a lot of hoops in order to get it to work. Granted, once you get it done, it's done. But at the same time, you have to give people a reason to go toward it. And at the same time, it's like, yes, you got a bunch of legacy, but what Xbox game besides Halo and Gears of War has really has the power to sell consoles or sell a service?
You played xCloud on your Android. Did you have to jump through all kinds of hoops to get it to work on your phone?
No, it was fine. It was easy. It was really easy. The only thing I had to do was like long-ass load times. That was it. But no, it was simple as fuck.
You got to sign up to the service. You got to do all that other stuff. It's not...
No, you click on app, you select a game, and you play. That's it. It's easy.
Well, no, you have to sign up for the service.
Obviously, but that goes without saying. But after you do all
But I'm saying there has to be something there to, even if it is just click a couple of things a couple of times or write your name in a bunch of times, you have to give people a reason to want to go through the trouble of doing
it. Oh, yeah, that's a fact. And there's no games for it, so... That's why. I just realized we just already segued into the next segment about Xbox. But no, you're right. There's no games. There's no incentive, to get this thing. Well,
it's
the moment.
Not to say that there's no games. There's a lot of games. But the thing is that nobody cares about legacy. There's no exclusives. But the thing about it is you cannot sell something on legacy. There has to be on everything. Even people like to throw Steam out there. Oh, hey, Steam's got a bunch of old shit. Yeah, Steam does have a bunch of old shit, but they also have a bunch of new shit.
Yeah.
Right. It's that constant flow of content. And right now, while I would say, Game Pass, as Phil Spencer said, that's something that they are working on. But, what can you do, in a situation where, most of the games that were coming out, were delayed or whatever, right? The biggest one, being Halo, which I think has the most pressure. I think that they know that, you know, you can't rely on just the legacy stuff all the time. Yes, there are games there to be had, but when you look at, you know, something like, you know, PlayStation 5, where, yeah, you may or may not need the system, but if you get this console, there are experiences there for you to play. And experiences that you can't get anywhere else. And that's going to continuously keep happening. So, you know, I think once the content start rolling, or however they're going to do it, or once these, you know, companies, you know, start to, I guess, prove true, you know, as far as game releases and if they're hits, you know, that's when we're going to see it. But I think that's kind of far and away down the road. You know, I mean, to Adam's point, they got Bethesda. We haven't seen anything from them today. From them yet. We don't even know if, you know, whatever Starfield is going to be, you know, I'm just using that as an example. Everybody say, oh, it's going to be big. So we don't know that. We haven't seen it.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's move on because we're already kind of there, right? So on the podcast, I'm throwing your question specifically, the last episode, 311, we were asked by Tumeke, shout out to Tumeke, why are multi-plat games performing better on PlayStation 5, despite the fact that on paper, PlayStation 5 is weaker, right? And we were kind of come up with some theories and all that, and now we pretty much have confirmation. And Chris, you were the one that said this, that the game dev kits are like, they took them a long time to get to them. Basically, they received them in June. They were waiting for AMD to do some updates and shit. So that was the reason there. That's apparently what's going on. And once the developers actually understand what's going on with the hardware or software, they're gonna actually start seeing games that are looking better on PlayStation 5, on Xbox than PlayStation 5. So, Chris, what's your take on that?
The issue with that is, even if you update the kit APIs and stuff and take advantage of something in the system that was there but wasn't fully utilized, so you basically screwed over all the guys who early adopted, right? All the devs who said, okay, we got to jump on this. They now missed out on that stuff, and they'll have to patch in shit later and whatever. I don't know how likely that is because, You have to fab boards and everything. Once AMD made that RDNA 2 update and whatever, that's when you fab the boards. But that's when you have your API spec and whatever. So you build your development kits off of that, with the assumption that that's there. It's going to be there. So you have to make your APIs and stuff compatible with it. So you're going to assume that it's in there. So I don't see how they would exclude it and then screw over all the early adopters, all the developers who are making games now or who are preparing stuff for launch, and then have some explosive update that's going to improve everything later on. I think you will see improvement in games as developers go along when they have more time to develop on the system. But this whole idea of this RDNA 2 secret sauce, I don't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the main reason I was asking about it, because it sounds familiar, you know? This right. Sounds like, remember with the Xbox One, it was like, oh, this thing has secret sauce, wait till you see what it can do, and that didn't really materialize. This sounds a little bit more credible, but at the same time, let's just say for the sake of argument, this did happen, like, why would Microsoft allow that, you know? Like, these guys to get their dev kits, like, that late in June, you know? Whereas Sony, they, you know, they had their dev kits forever. But then again, we're also hearing contradictory shit, because the Dirt 5 guys were saying they had the dev kits forever. You know, so I'm like, which is it? And now the Dirt 5 guys are saying, oh, yeah, we're going to patch it later to make the game run better. It's like, what? You know, like, how many games are going to get patches after the fact, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
and then also, now, ahead, and
Manny.
Also,
yeah. Manny, go ahead.
And then also, what's the guarantee that anybody's going to want to go back by the time they've already patched the game?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, to be honest, like when it comes to a lot of these games, except for Ubisoft, you got to strike while the iron is hot. Some people don't want to come back once they've had a shitty experience. They're just like, fuck that. They throw it out the window.
Reggie, you know my stance on that shit. I don't come back. You get one shot with me, boy. That's all you get.
That's what I mean. One shot, Tony.
That's it.
They would not screw over the developers like that, because it would be best for the Dirt developers to just move on to Dirt 6 and try to optimize the game and make sure all your high-res assets are in place and stuff, but not patching the game like, oh, we fucked up, guys. Wait a year, and we're going to have the headlights fixed. No, it's not going to work.
And then the other portion of this is, like, you know, and we talked about this on Throw Down Your Questions. There's also, they also have, the other Xbox SKU is kind of a different animal. It runs at 1080p, and, you know, granted, supposedly does a lot of the same things, but if you notice, it's not doing a lot of the same things. It's not running a lot of the same, supposedly the same way that the other one is. So you're going to have, the dirt guys and a lot of other companies essentially making multiple SKUs again. Now you have, like, in some cases, you got people making four different SKUs. The previous Xbox, you know, for the previous Xboxes, one and one, one X, you have a PlayStation 4, Pro, and 5. And then, not to mention, the Xbox Series S and the Series X. What is that, 7?
It's a lot, yeah. Oh, by
it's
the way,
a lot of different SKUs.
Yeah, it's a lot, yeah, it's a lot. Reggie, what were you going to say, bro?
I was listening to Manny. I lost my train of thought.
You're right about that. Actually, let's break it down. So you have to make, because here's what Microsoft says, right, that the developers only need to make one version of the game and it scales up and down. But you still got to optimize for every system. You can't just leave it to chance. You know, so it is effectively you're making a game for the one, for the 1X, right? Well, 1S is just the same side of the count. So 1, 1X, Series X, Series S, that's four Xboxes right there. Then on top of that, got to make them for the PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, right? That, yeah, 7.
And like, we're seeing that now. Like with the issues that I came across with the whole Valhalla and Call of Duty, that here it is, Valhalla's on there, and it says, oh, we're going to patch it. Okay, I'm assuming, like you said, patch to the 5, right? No, it's still 4. You want the 5 version, go into the PS5 game store, download the PS5, and sure enough, it says download. It doesn't say, oh, you already have it installed.
Yeah, PlayStation doesn't do scaling. It's just two versions of the game.
Two versions. Right. And then when I download it, sure enough, I have the PS4 and PS5. Both loaded on my SSD. It didn't detect the other one and say, oh, yeah, duh, let's just upgrade that one to 5. No, it's all other build.
Yeah. No, it's crazy, man. So
it's because it isn't a smart delivery.
Yeah.
I didn't know smart delivery really meant smart.
Yeah, no, it is smart. Like, you buy the game once and it'll know what system you're on. But again, that's still more development time that needs to go into these games, you know? And it's showing. Think about it. With PlayStation, you only got to make two fucking versions of the game. That's it. You know, with Xbox, you got to make 5. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know? So there it is, man. So what do we have now? We have Call of Duty, right? Valhalla, Dirt 5, and I think it's another one. They all run better on PlayStation.
Devil May Cry Special Edition.
Yeah. Watch Dogs, another one. Thank you. Who said Brooklyn Bear? My man, Brooklyn Bear, by the way, shout out to him. He's the one that did our intro and stuff. Shout out to him.
I don't know.
What happened?
I haven't seen any comparisons.
Go to Digital Foundry, bro.
Digital Foundry, man.
They've been posting videos, bro. So Adam, they did comparisons for Call of Duty, Assassin's Creed, Watch Dogs, and Dirt 5, right? All of them run better on the PlayStation 5.
What is it that runs better? Is it like
everything? The smoother frame rate. Xbox. Like, graphically, I think they said it's a little bit better, but in terms of performance, you know, the thing that actually really counts in the end, it's running better on PlayStation consistently.
In the case of Valhalla, the PlayStation has less tearing, and if it does tear, you don't see it. Whereas, even though with the Xbox, they have VRR, and those that have a variable refresh rate panel, yes, it will smooth it out, but they said even then it doesn't help. Same thing with Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
And for Dirt 5, there are literally for the Xbox, for both versions of the Xbox, the S and the X, there are low resolution models on the high frame rate.
Yeah. Yeah, Adam, I don't know. Yeah, you weren't here on Sunday, right, Adam?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, yo, we were talking about this, bro. So check this out. So Dirt 5 isn't just as bad as like frame rates, right? Literally, they have lower polygon counts on the cars for the Xbox version. It is crazy. Mm-hmm. So again, and this is why I told Brett, it's funny, Brett and Brian aren't here right now. They were basically saying, Tony, you're stupid. Look at the numbers. Xbox games are going to look better. And I'm like, I don't care about those fucking numbers, bro. Show me the actual results. And there you go. There you go.
Right.
Numbers don't mean shit. Here's the analogy I always bring up, right? You can have the fastest car on earth. If you don't know how to drive at high speed, it don't fucking matter how fast that car is, you know? And that's what's going on right now. You know, it like the developers are able to just take, you know, more use of the PlayStation 5 than Xbox for whatever reason, you know.
Right. And, you know, and I would say to the number thing, you can't just look at the numbers because there's so much more to a console than just the components that are in it. Right. There's the dream and then there's actually the reality. And I believe that when Mark Cerny was speaking at the road to PlayStation, he was speaking more in real world context. You know, whereas, you know, yeah, Microsoft, they was talking too, and a lot of stuff they have is true, but just when you look at it, this is what it is. Like, you know, you can say what you want, but with my own two eyes, this is what I'm seeing. There's no denying it. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it.
Yeah, no, for sure, man. You know, that's how it is. But so we'll see if within the next 6 months or so, if the secret sauce gets unlocked, you know, and these games just magically start looking better on Xbox. But this is kind of nuts. But we talked about this before on the show. I'm like, don't sleep on that SSD that Sony has, man. That could be its secret. You know, and it looks like it might be because, again, the games are just running better.
I need another one. What the fuck? I need more. I need goddamn space.
John, it's 12 channel SSD, man. That John is freaking fast.
Well, the secret sauce, the double secret sauce is that, and it's a variable compiler chip too that's in between the SSD.
Yeah, which again, all these motherfuckers would just look at the teraflops. That's more teraflops. It's going to be better. That's it. That's all they were looking at. Like, bro, there's other factors you got to put in here. Right. You know, right. Got to take into account. But you know how it is with these fanboys, man. All right. Yeah. And then the last thing we're going to do here. Actually, after this story, we're going to do the giveaway, people. So get ready. After this, we're going to do the giveaway. This is more of us just boasting, you know, throw it down. We got to do that sometimes. So we got to boast because dudes don't realize, man, that most of the time we have, like, Carlos, you could vouch for this. Our track record is pretty good on Throwdown when it comes to our predictions, man. Mm-hmm. You know, we are pretty spot on. So for the longest time, we're talking about years right now, right? We were telling you guys that Xbox's or Microsoft's main goal for Xbox is to turn it into a service. And we specifically said, do not be surprised if one day in the future, I'm not saying the immediate future, but one day in the future, you're going to see a TV with an Xbox app on it. Guess what Microsoft's saying now? They're looking into it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Like, you actually saw people. I don't get it. Once they saw that it was on phones and stuff, I thought they would know. That's just
the logical next
step. You want that on
people were still denying it, man. People were still denying it. People are still denying it.
Why? It's a service. They wanted it. He openly said it. He said, I want it on everything. Phil said that. I want it on everything.
Adam, and not even that. You know, remember what he said when asked, you know, is your PlayStation your main competition? You know what Phil Spencer said? No, they're not a competition. No. Google Stadia and Amazon are a competition.
Exactly. You know? People that are providing those services.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I forgot to show this off real quick. Speaking about fucking Amazon Luna. There's the Luna controller.
Luna.
Yeah, review coming up soon. I don't know if you guys want me to do an unboxing for the channel. I mean, there's look at this little box, bro. You know, but who knows? So that's their main rivals right now. You know, at least the way Microsoft sees it, it's gonna be Microsoft. It's gonna be Stadia and Luna, right? So I'm not surprised, but I'm gonna extend it even further into the future, people. Don't be surprised if one day in the future, I'm not talking about 5-10 years from now, maybe 15 years, PlayStation app on your TV too. This is just the way the industry is going. Yeah. You know,
well, we saw the PS Now was on a few TVs.
Yeah, it's coming. There you go. So it's already happened. You know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's. I just had to throw that story in there. It's like, yo, Throwdown was right again, son. Just saying.
That's it. Once you go digital, that's what they're going for.
Yeah.
For all digital future, whether it's just you have a digital copy on your hard drive or it's a digital version streaming.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's amazing, you know, that they are looking at that because, you know, in the event, I mean, I don't think our internet is actually there yet.
Not yet.
But once it does get there, you know, if it's like, it gets up to like Korea and China, you know, or Japan with their internet, that's going to be like a real, like, I wouldn't say the main way to play games, but it'll be an actual viable way, you know, to play games. Like if you're going to a motel or whatever, or, you know, whatever like that. And, hey, I got this, you know, you can play, you know, your games or whatever. I mean, I think that's awesome. Making them ubiquitous so you can play them everywhere, you know. It's,
hey, look at my man using them $20 words, son. Let's go. I know what happened because I used that word the other day. Reggie looked that shit up on Google, like, oh shit, I like that word. Reggie, I know you know the word, man. I'm just giving you shit.
It's the compression. You know, when we saw Netflix with their compression technology, and here we are streaming a movie that's 1080p, 5.1. And it's like 2 to 3, maybe 4 sometimes, but still 4 gigs for something like that. Usually we're looking at like 10, 20. So that compression technology, if they can get that down packed with the games, then it doesn't really matter. You don't need super high speed internet. They can just get it to that point. And I know it'll happen because myself, one of these old school PC guys, I remember Real Player. I remember using that and seeing these little box windows and be like, yo, being amazed that I could even see some video. Now look what we got. We can go full screen streaming, and it's mind blowing from the jump that we've made.
No, I'm gonna remember that shit. Watching these little ass videos and shit being blown away. Yep. The fucking thing's like 34 pixels long. Like, oh shit, look at that. It's a new Star Wars trailer, man. Episode 1.
Yeah, just the point in gaming. Just remember playing Sewer Shark and seeing that's video. Right. What the fuck? Well, this is crazy. Double switch real actors. Are you kidding? This is a future. Future. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's nothing. If you watch this shit now, you're like, this looks horrible. I mean, come on now. But it just shows how technology has moved. So I have a feeling we are going to get to that point where all these high quality 4K, all this crazy bells and whistles performance will be at some point streamable and at a good pace that we don't need this ridiculous internet. It all comes down to their compression and on the other end, the tools that they have, they can uncompress and get that shit working.
Yeah. No, you're right.
And then doing it in a speed that where you can actually control it. Yeah. I mean, there's part of that. It's like, you know, there's you sending off a signal and then you're receiving the signal back.
Yeah, so that all that stuff is going to get better, you know.
Yeah.
Again, we're already seeing it. Look at like you said, Korea and Japan. Look to them as the model, you know.
Yeah. When I lived over there, I can tell you, their internet is just fast. Like it's just
now. Is it one fast company that runs it all? Because I remember hearing something. They're like, well, it's one company that runs. It's one of those areas, and so that way they can put all their money, or the government helps put all their money into it. As here, we're just divided up by all these companies. Everyone has their own plans. They're not working together. If they all work together, we probably would have one amazing system.
But when I was there, and this was back in, I want to say 2005. That was my second tour of Korea. For anybody doesn't know, I am a military vet. So,
shout out to you, brother. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, no problem. Proud to serve. But what was it? I believe from what I heard is that, and I could be wrong, but it was saying that the government kind of runs the internet over there, or something like that. Something to that effect. I'm not exactly sure, but I mean, I just know it's stupid fast. Like it's just, I mean, that was in 2005. I can't even imagine it right now.
I hear that the free like there's like a national or, you know, citywide free internet, and that's actually faster than our current normal internet. And then the ones that you actually pay for is even faster than that.
Yes.
And the subways they have free internet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
In my second tour of Korea, I missed out on fucking Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah.
Yo, man, you could have played that.
That was more of a vacation. I was in a tour, motherfucker.
No, he was touring.
I was touring.
we don't do stolen valor on Throwdown, man. Come on now. You know? Keep it real here, man. All right, man. I mean, yo, what's up, bro?
He could have still played it over there, though. I mean, you could have got Red Dead Redemption if you could get
it. He could have streamed it.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you know what they're promoting heavily in South Korea right now?
What?
What's up?
Game Pass.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have one.
Well, they have the internet for that.
Yeah, they have the infrastructure for that.
Damn, that's crazy.
That, like here, a bunch of bumble fucks who have no have like slow ass internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, man, fix your shit.
Yes, yeah, it's super viable. Yeah, that's who I think you'll see the most benefits. For Game Pass there, like especially. Like, there's no problem streaming those games in, especially xCloud.
Yeah. Oh, this is interesting. Completely off topic. Adam, you could actually install multiple versions of the same game from different regions on PlayStation. You know how you have, like, Valhalla twice, but you could also have, like, Valhalla from, like, Europe or Asia or whatever, you know, in case you want to get different trophies. That's kind of cool. And you can switch. You know how you can switch between the two versions? You could do that, you know, with the different region games, too.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. My name is Mayo, too. Getting all region versions.
So that means when you want to get those Sengun Kagura games, you're good to go.
Yeah, where's Brian at, man? Brian. That's his shit, you know.
Yeah. I love it. It's a great game.
It's a great game, it is. Yeah. All right, man. And now we're going to transition to... Okay, so we had our hands-on first impressions of the PS5. I almost forgot. Carlos, thank you. I almost forgot. We got a game to give away, man. This is why, see, Carlos, he's like the ultra backup, man. If I forget something, he lets me know. All right, next year, November, next, the final game of that we're giving away this month. We already had three winners. Congrats to all you guys. I don't know what you guys picked as your games, because we're really giving away $60 cards. And by the way, apologies that there are no $70 cards in existence for us to give to you. It's just the way it is, man. But now let's get it, boy. All right.
So. It still sucks that they don't let you just gift game codes. That's the dumb.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. So now we're going to give a game away. Apologies for the lag here, but whatever. But hit it.
Oh, man. Because it's that we got that fire in it. All
right. Yeah. Right. Spin. Yes. Spin. Thing's going to move in like two frames a second.
That shit going to run worse than the Xbox Series X.
Manny, I guess you'll have to tell us the name, because this shit ain't even popping up right now.
I can see
it. Oh, is the name? Hold on, it's about to materialize.
Made of my
hearts.
That's a name I do not recognize.
Spade of my hearts. Let's see. Do we see them in there? Are you in the room currently?
Yeah.
Spade of my heart.
Mr. Spade.
Mr. Spade. They could be going under a different name. But yeah, Spade of Hearts. We will reach out to you. And remember, right. Manny, what's the rule with this, man?
Man, we got that 24-hour rule. If you don't do it, we re-roll.
Re-roll, you know? Actually, Manny, you know what? Give them 48 hours, because we got holidays. They're going to give you 48 hours.
Okay, we'll give you 48 hours.
Yeah, 48 hours just because of holiday and because we're also doing the show a day early, you know? Mm-hmm. Just to be fair. Start the clock. Yeah. So, yeah, Spade to you. Can't even read that shit now. Spade of my hearts. Congratulations. You better pick your fucking game, you know.
Bet your game, man.
Bet your game is free, motherfucker. All right, man. Now we're gonna do it.
All right.
PlayStation 5, man. Let's go. Okay, so we did our hands-on impressions of it. You know, imagine doing an impersonation of a PlayStation 5. I am a PlayStation 5. Look at me. I am big and white. If I fall, I will kill you. So yeah, we did our first impressions, right? We did a little bit like a week afterwards, but now we've had this joint for 2 weeks, full review, and Carlos has his shit. So now we're really ready, you know?
2 weeks! Yeah.
So now we're gonna put the place in five right there with the Bivaporu, you know, because we got to. And Reggie, since you're the guest, brother, why don't you start us off, man? What are your thoughts about the PlayStation 5, bruh?
Well, for one thing, you know, seeing it on that reveal that Sony did and seeing it in person, it is big. I mean, that's the run of joke.
Look at it. It doesn't even fit in the whole picture for Carlos, man. Like, it doesn't fit in the frame, bruh.
Yeah.
Oh, you got the pulse, you motherfucker, man. Oh, in my face. Look at that shit, man.
He's flexing.
On that, that's it. Bivaporu, you already know.
Yeah,
and I got this shit.
I want those headsets for whatever reason. I want
them. Yeah, anyway, go ahead, man.
But seeing it in person and having it and just it's like very striking in a way. And then, you know, just getting into the experience of it all. I don't know, man. It's like kind of magical in a way when you turn this thing on and the way they have the setup, how it's easy for you to get into, just a lot of quality of life measures that they took for you to get into the experience. And then once you're actually playing it, it was just, I don't know. To me, it's transformative. Like, me and my daughter, we platinum Astrobot, which is the first game she platinum. Nice. She's 11, and she has clocked in more time than me on the PlayStation 5. You know, period. Like, she loves this. She loves it, man. She loves it. And I don't know. I've never seen it. I tell you what, it's kind of like this. The whole experience is almost kind of like, remember when you got the Super Nintendo and Super Mario World came out?
Yeah.
That feeling, right? It's kind of like,
about all that.
Yeah. I mean, that's just to me, right? It's kind of like that. But I guess, you know, with kids, you know, you see it from another angle and just how they interact with stuff. But for me personally, you know, I mean, I think it's very transformative experience. It's very smooth, you know, my give or take, you know, the little hiccups here and there, which I only had maybe like two, but that was about it. Yeah, I really love the console, man. It's everything that they said it was going to do. You know, I almost kind of think Sony kind of undersold the console, really, in a way. And, you know, just let the discovery be up to the actual user, you know. Playing with the DualSense, you know, at first we all thought, you know, this was a gimmick. But it really brings the games to life in a way that, I mean, personally, I haven't experienced before. You know, just, I don't know, like, right now I think that, yeah, the game that me and my daughter are playing is Sackboy. Sackboy's Big Adventure. And if you thought that the controls felt good on Astrobot, I would tell you or implore you to play Sackboy's Big Adventure. It is freaking awesome. The way that this controller feels and bring those characters to life, I've never experienced anything like that before, ever. You know, I don't know what to say, man. I mean, and playing Demon Souls, oh my God, like, whoo, Jesus Christ, man. It literally feels like you're there. 3D sound, along with the DualSense, it just really brings you into the game. Like, I don't know. Like, it's unlike anything I've experienced. It's awesome. It's awesome.
That's what's up.
I love it.
And Carlos, now that you finally have it, finally have it, how have you been liking to play in 5, man?
Man, this thing sucks.
Oh, Reggie.
Nah, I'm joking. Yeah, I mean, I had to wait longer than a lot of other people on Throwdown to get this. So, you know, it took me a while. But once I got it, I'm like, I was so happy because, you know, this – when I got the Series X, I was pleasantly surprised because I got it early and I was really happy. But – like I mentioned before, the, you know, playing a Series X is kind of like playing an Xbox One X, and I have an Xbox One X, and it's pretty much the same thing. If you have the update for the UI, it's all uniform per se. With the PS5, everything is different. You know,
yes.
It's not only is the hardware different, the console is like huge. The UI is different. You know, the party chat is different. Everything is just. You're like you're opening a video game console, and your experience, like Reggie was talking about, you know, his past experiences. It's like everything is new, so you're finding new things, and there's like sort of excitement by learning and reacting to new things, especially on, you know, some of the stuff that we love, and that's video games. Yeah. I will admit I'm not the biggest fan of the UI. It's kind of clunky. The cards are pretty cool. The PSN store is pretty awesome. I like that it's integrated, that it's way better than what Microsoft is doing. It's, you know, I like the way the store also has the different versions of the video games in one, you know, place. Like if you're looking for Spider-Man, it doesn't matter what version you're looking for. Just look for Spider-Man, Miles Morales. Once you click on that, you have an option on a drop-down box to see, do you want the Ultimate Edition? Do you want the Standard Edition? Like that. That's pretty awesome. The like loading Amazon. Speeds are pretty... it's like Amazon, actually. Yeah, yeah. Pretty similar. But, you know, there's a couple of things that aren't as intuitive as far as the UI. You know, whenever you're going into trying to, you know, turn off the system, you have to like go through, you press the PS button, you have to scroll down, then you have to scroll all the way over.
Right. Long press.
Yeah. There's no long presses. That's just dedicated to going to home. Well, not PSN home, but the home screen. So yeah, it's the UI, I think, is my biggest knock on the system. But as far as the games, I've been playing Miles Morales, and man, that game looks amazing. You know,
fidelity mode, man. What's up?
Yo, man, it's one of those. And we know, and the crazy thing is, we know that game is a PS4 game.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It's a PS4 game that got minimal, things that added for the PS5 experience, and it still does a lot. You know, the ray tracing, the DualSense features, the 3D audio. I played earlier Miles Morales on my Pulse 3D headsets that I just got from Sony, and it sounds amazing. It sounds so clear. You know, like Tony was telling me before, you know, the 3D audio is no joke, and it's not. It's really good. So I've been playing Miles Morales. I played a little bit of Demon's Souls, and that looks pretty good too. I still need to beat that first boss so I can play with everyone else in the group.
Yo, Carlos, by the way, if you want easy mode, play with Chris.
Oh, you know, I know that.
And Chris just left. What the fuck?
Chris is like, I ain't easy mode.
Yeah. Well, he touted himself as that. He's like, I'm easy mode, you know? No, or actually, I just beat the game, so I'm easy mode too, Carlos. You need some help, bro. I got you, man.
your boy.
Go ahead, Reggie, real quick.
So two points I would like to make that Carlos touched on. So personally, with the UI, I love the UI. It's very clean. I can understand some people complaints about it. I think, you know, once you get used to it, and especially using that card system, that card system is almost highly underrated. But when you use it, oh my God, like when you hit resume or something, it literally just like that drops you right back into the game, right where you were, depending on the makeup of the game.
Oh yeah, boy, because it does not work like that for all of them.
I want to preface that. It doesn't work like that for all of them. For the most part, you know, like let's say you're playing Spider-Man Miles Morales and you win some part of the city, right? And you went off to do something else. You cut the system off. You come back to cut it off. And you go to that card and you hit the square button to resume. And there you are, like in a matter of mere seconds. You can't even blink your eyes fast enough. You might get one or two blinks in, but you're there. and I mean, what was the other thing? Yeah, playing Spider-Man, listen.
My man's got to readjust himself right now, son.
the thing is, you know, it's kind of one of those things where yes, the game is on. This game is on PlayStation 4. Mm-hmm. Some people may or may not consider it a next gen title, but if you playing it on PlayStation 4 and you play this game on PlayStation 5, I'm almost willing to guarantee you after about 10 minutes of playing this game, you would not want to go back and play it on the PlayStation 4. There is no way. You can't even convince me, especially, yes, they got the 60 frames mode. I beat the game twice in fidelity mode because that ray tracing.
Oh, yo.
Yeah.
Look at Reggie. It changed. Madre de Dios, son.
It adds another dimension to the game.
Your fidelity mode, bro.
The sounds you hear along with the ray tracing and the dual.
Oh, shit.
No, he good.
Yeah, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like you're looking around and you can listen to it on your TV if you want, fine. But when you put those headphones on, it's a whole nother world. But that's the thing. These are the experiences that people now kind of be talking about. I believe that this is going to be an ongoing conversation because, like, yeah, I got the game on PlayStation 4, but playing on PlayStation 5, man, it's a different experience. So you can have these games, but the experience is just going to be so much more heightened on the PlayStation 5. It's crazy. Like playing Sackboy, yeah, you can play it, you know, however you want. But when you get this thing on the PlayStation 5, you can't even get my daughter off the sticks, man. We play it co-op. We play it together. And she loved it. She loved the same man. And Astrobot, when you feel that controller and all the things, this is not. Yes, it's a demonstration for the DualSense, but it's more. I mean, it's more than
a
that.
Demo. Don't got a platinum trophy.
Yeah, you know.
Not even Miles Morales has a platinum trophy.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it does.
It does? Okay.
I got the platinum. That was my second platinum.
Okay,
okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got the platinum.
Hey, look at Reggie. I got the platinum. Son.
As soon as I beat the game, I jump right back into boom.
Using them cards, right? Did you do them challenges, man?
Yeah, I did all the challenges. I cleared everything.
All right. Can I tell you?
Yeah, go ahead, Adam. Tell us your experience.
Adam's been having,
a different experience with the PlayStation.
So I also have two kids, and my daughter's 9. And I showed her it, and she was like, man, let's just load up Tony Hawk. Whatever. That was it. And she likes Tony Hawk, and so we just played Tony Hawk. Wasn't too impressed. The interface, yes, it feels new compared to Xbox, because even the Xbox is just Xbox. It's the same damn interface. But it's not as intuitive as it was before. For example, if I go to do a share play with my brother, we used to do it all the time. He's on PS4, though. It says, oh, you can't do it. Okay, fine. Now, can he do it with me? I was like, no, you can't do it that way. But you're giving me the option, and it's saying I start share play, but he's not receiving a message. So it's little things like that is broken. Or when I go and I boot up my system and I have Call of Duty, a Cold War PS5, Valhalla PS5, and they're both reverted to the PS4 versions. Meanwhile, I don't have the PS4 versions installed for either one. Mm-hmm. Or when I had that issue with the Valhalla, and then I go to the PS5 store and it says, oh, download it. I'm like, okay, and I download it. And now I have two versions of the game. It didn't even upgrade the one I had. You know, it's a lot of these little things. I'm like, okay, they're going to fix it. I just hate that it just launched that way and that I have to wait for a fix for these things. That really bothered me. Or if, let's say, we're doing a group chat, right? I took a little learning, right? Because we have to create a different party chat and get people in. I don't want to always have to do that for a group. If I just want to have two people in, I don't want to have to go and create a whole new group. I just want to be like, yo, I want to add my other buddy. No, you can't do that. You got to do it this way. Things that weren't broke. And now it's an issue that Microsoft had with the 360, with the Xbox One, when they messed up the party chat on that shit and all the stuff. Things that weren't broke, you still fucked with. And there was no reason for it. I don't like the trophy system with all the cards. At least give me an option to put it back in list form, because they're big, clunky cards, and they don't even show you all the info. So it's like, man, but, and when you're talking about activating the cards, some games do work. Call of Duty crashed every time. Every card it showed me, I clicked a crash. I went to play zombie modes with Rich from over at Coalition. We're like, yeah, because I have to do a review. I'm like, yeah, let's play zombie mode. Crashed every time I tried to boot that damn thing up. Once I typed in Call of Duty zombie mode and Google, crash, crash, crash. Everybody's talking about this shit. I'm like, fuck. I was like, you know, I like it. It's fast. I loaded some of my PS4 games on it so I can just experience the speed, because Tony Hawk had a load issue on the PS4. There's no loading at all. Love it. You know, Borderlands 5, that had its own version. That was great. But I'm seeing myself play more of my PS4 games on it as opposed to the PS5 stuff. And I know eventually the things are going to come. But it's just all the other little things that they just need to work out. One of the best features that I like is something that they didn't have in PS4, but the Xbox had forever. And it's with Spotify. It's with the music. When you link up your music and you go to play a game, it will then automatically mute the in-game music so you can continue hearing your music. I love that, because it was annoying that every time I would listen to my music, my playlist, I would have to go in the game, go into settings, and mute or lower the volume for in-game audio for every single time. You know, at least that to me, that's one of the big pluses. I love the fact that I can just do that with a click of a button. You know, I had some other little issues, but I'm just hoping that all these things get resolved. So that's the thing. Like, was I wowed by it? No, I wasn't wowed by it. Have I been wowed by these games? Yeah, they look good. But again, I haven't seen, and I guess, I don't know, we're old. And a lot of us are old, and we've seen big jumps. They jump from an 8-bit to a 16-bit to 32-bit. These are big jumps. This jump from PS4 to PS5, Series X, Xbox, whatever, because if you have a good performance PC with a great video card, you've already seen this shit. You know what I mean? This is all not new. Go to the NVIDIA experience and bump it up to high, and there you go. We've seen it. I'm just glad that it's on the console, and my console no longer sounds like it's going to take off. I don't even get that it's that big. Whatever. I mean, yeah, it's dookie size, but it is what it is. It looks like my tower. That's on the other side. I got two. I got one that's skinny and one that's fat.
Well, to your point, Adam, what we're seeing in action is Moore's Law, right? Where, I mean, graphically, we are going to, you know, get
the point. It's funny you bring it up. We literally just talked about Moore's Law in the last episode, you know? So, yeah, we don't need to go into those places, but yeah, you're getting more diminishing returns just as processors right. and all that, you know? So, yeah, go ahead.
It's all about the experiences that would extend beyond that. So something like the DualSense, 3D audio, just different stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I love. The DualSense, I love the DualSense, especially Call of Duty, and sort of like what you were talking about with the Sackboy and all of them, you do feel it, and that's what you feel in Call of Duty. All those guns, feels great. Don't use it in multiplayer, you'll get owned, but for the games itself, it's awesome. I love it, the 3D audio. Hell, even when we were doing that share play recently, Tony.
That shit was dope, right?
Hear him talking, and I kept taking off my head. I felt like somebody walked into the room.
It was like, hey, Adam, right? I'm right in your ear, bro. How you doing, man? You hear me playing this Demon's Souls, baby?
Because I heard her in the game, but then I didn't see her yet. But I took my headphones on because I thought my daughter, my wife came in. So I was like, what the hell is it? Because it's like it sounded like it was all the way in the back.
Yeah.
Until you got closer to her.
The girl in the game. Yeah. That's right. Yeah,
I was like, shit, this 3D audio is on point. So I definitely love the controller. The controller, man, it'll put a smile on your face. It's not a gimmick. The shit is legit.
This is real right now, people. DualSense.
I'm looking forward to getting some other cool ones with cool designs. I'm sure they're going to go that route. That's hyped. But, man, that was it. For me, it was playing a lot of shooters. And the shooting experience is there. You feel it.
Borderlands 3 is another one. You know, you feel that shit.
Yeah, I've been playing it. All the picking up, all the weapons, it just brings a new element to immersion in it. Because all the time we always say, oh, well, I got this build. It feels like this, feel like that. Well, no, now it really does. Because even when you put on certain gear or something, the way it'll do the rumble and then the resistance, it feels like the controller is adding weight.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, yo, how is this? This is some voodoo they're doing. Like, why is my controller getting heavier? It reminds me of when I used to have those weights that you change up with the sands and stuff. And I was like, you make some turns and it's super heavy. Like, what the hell? It felt like that. I'm like, I can't believe they pulled this off.
Yeah.
Because, we've seen a lot of gimmicks in controllers. We've seen it all. And this one is not a gimmick. This one actually works, even with the mic. The mic 10 times better than the mic that was on the PS3 that just sounded really annoying and then loud. This actually works. You could use it.
Yeah. By the way, I should just add, the controller does not add weight. It just makes it feel like it because of the rumbles. Because some motherfuckers that are coming here, you guys said it makes a weight. No. The weight doesn't change, but you kind of feel like it does. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to feel the cold on that.
We know you can't do that either.
Here's one thing that I wanted to ask them. So before, back in the day, I used to have, surround sound headphones for my PlayStation 3. And one of the reasons why I ended up not using it on the 4 is because we didn't have the optical port. Sometimes I watch movies on it and all that. Have any of you watched any movies or anything like that that have surround sound using the controller headset yet?
That's a good idea. Yeah,
that's a good question. I'm going to try that. I'm going to watch Mandalorian with that shit, see what happens.
I watched Mandalorian. Mandalorian is in 5.1. And mm-hmm. Headset, and I could hear, like, when the speed bikes, I would hear go from the left to the right, and I would hear a lot of that circling around, and bullet flying to the right, you would hear so you hear it does transfer over.
That's dope.
Tony,
Carlos, what's up, man?
You imagine watching it with a headset, watching Planet Earth
on my TV. Excuse me.
You know what,
Manny, what are you gonna say?
Was Planet Earth in 5.1 sound?
No. Now Planet Earth, our planet is called our planet.
Our planet.
Yo, okay. I sold like 5 TVs alone showing screenshots off of that shit. I showed this fucking gorilla and shit. Motherfucker's like, I'm buying that TV. Like, that gorilla looks like it's in your room, Tony. I'm like, how do you know it wasn't, man? That's a real gorilla.
Yo, man, that game journalist tip out got me a gorilla.
Yeah, I'm a game journalist. I'm balling, man. I got gorillas all over the place, man. Let's go, you know?
I went to see the C10 in person last week, the TV that you have, Tony.
Yeah, Reggie came over, man. He came over to the crib. He didn't even say nothing and shit. He showed up. I made us some arroz con pollo and shit. We were chilling. Had some Henny.
I did see it last week, man. Oh, my God. It is a pretty nice TV, and I am planning I am planning to get it. I just
gotta that's wait. Right. Yo, when you get that, I don't give a fuck. When you get it, post the picture and tag me, son. I'm trying to prove a point. Oh, yeah, LG, man. You know.
We're trying to get that sponsorship going. Yeah, right?
Shit. Reggie's yelling at me. He's like, Tony, get a fucking Amazon affiliate link, man.
I'm telling you, as much as you announced and all those people that went after you showed it and they went and bought it, yep. Yeah, I'm telling you, B.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. No, it's funny because Reggie was like, yo, Tony, I'm pretty sure you sold like 3 of you. Like, I didn't sell 3 of you. I sold like 20 of those fucking TVs, you know? That shit was crazy. And again, that wasn't my plan. I was just like, this TV's fucking crazy. I'm posting pictures and shit. Motherfuckers like, Tony, you motherfucker. They didn't post their pictures of their shit, you know? Oh, man. Yeah. But yeah, that's the other thing. It's like, yo, you don't need like a new 4K TV to experience PlayStation 5. But if you do got it,
oh my God.
Ooh. Other level, man. I'm jumping in right now, man. I'm giving my fucking take right now, man. Well, just jumping off what Adam said. Yes, the DualSense. This shit right here. Yo, this is next. I'm saying this is next gen. The games, maybe not all that next gen, because like Adam said, we've had ray tracing for a little while and shit. We've had, you know, crazy 4K graphics for a while. We haven't had this motherfucker ever. You know, no. This DualSense. Check, and being real right now, I'm keeping it real. When I heard that, but Astros was going to be a pack-in game, I'm like, I'm not playing that fucking shit. You know, I'll be like, that's a waste of my time. Then I saw Digital Foundry's reviews. I'm like, hold on, what? What, really? Like, they were talking about, like, you know, the Rumbles does this. Like, you can actually feel, like, when you're walking on sand, it feels like sand. You can walk on water. You feel like you're walking on water. I'm like, whoa, hold on. You're playing. Yes. Okay. They did their best to describe it, but even then, they couldn't do justice to the shit you experienced in that fucking game, you know? Like, you're going through the ice and shit, but and here's what it was cool, because I'm one of those guys, I get more impressed by things when I know how it works, right? Because I was like, okay, how do they make you feel like you're sliding on ice, or how do they make you feel like they're swimming? It's a combination of the rumbles and the sounds that come out of the speaker, right? It's both working in tandem, so it gives you that experience. Like, I remember when I was just, you know, sliding through ice, and it felt like my blades were, like, actually slicing into it, and I'm like, this is fucking crazy right now, you know?
Like when you skate on it, like you can feel it.
Yeah, you can feel it. And then go ahead.
When they say these games are for PS5, that's really what it is. It's like they're really adding not just all the bells and the whistles with the color stuff. It's adding that support for that the haptic feedback controller. Because I played Borderlands and Valhalla on PS4 before I switched over, and I'm like, okay, yeah, it looked great and everything. But man, when you pick up those swords, I picked up an Axe Valhalla, and I went to pick up, and he's like, and I felt the
like, yeah, you whoa. Felt that shit. Like, man, it almost fell over.
So wobbling with this, I'm like, shit. It was like a different feel to the point that every time I would kill somebody and he drops, I'm like, yeah, I want to feel this shit. Hold on, you know, go, you know.
Yeah, no, and I'm glad you said that. I'm like, the speaker, we have to give the speaker props, man, because it's half the experience with this controller, you know. But I remember with Astros, what fucked me up was like they're doing a tutorial. It's like, all right, press the left trigger and shit to do something in action. So I'm pressing the left trigger, nothing is happening, right? I'm like, because I'm pressing it with the same amount of force I would normally press, right? Pressing, nothing happening. Then I squeezed it, and something happened. I'm like, oh shit! Like it's nuts, you know. And then there's like a part later. Where you have to shoot like a bow and arrow, you feel the resistance when you're pulling, knocking that shit back, you know? Tension. Yeah, yo, bro, I'm telling you, there's so many little instances like that. And then with Demon Souls, this goes back into the 3D audio, right? And Chris was the one that pointed, it's like, yo, you could hear these motherfuckers breathing on the other side of the wall. So it gives you extra, like, because that game, you got to be, it's spatial awareness is key in that game. You need to know all your surroundings. So having the headset, and here's the thing, it works with any headset. It doesn't matter what the headset is. It works, you know?
Yeah. So you don't need to have the Sony
headphones Pulse. In order to it's work.
Still the controller is pulling the magic.
Yeah, yeah.
So, did you, speaking of the headset, did you guys adjust the ear settings on it, or did you just put it on?
I just put it on. I just put the shit on.
I did.
Reggie, tell us about it then, man.
In one of the menus, if the 3D audio is not working, remember when Mark Cerny said that you know, do something about molding to your ear?
We can mold apparently, to your ears.
Apparently, they figured out what three settings seem to work for multiple ear types. So you have at least three settings to, like, if you're not hearing it correctly, you can switch it through there and listen to it and hear what works best for you.
Okay, I'll try it out, but, you know, what I use, it was fine. By the way, Paku Han says he tried it. Reggie, you tried it. Did you see any differences with the hearing and all that?
Yeah, so I think because when I first got the PlayStation, you know, I'm just plugging in, plugging my headset in or whatever, right? And I noticed that when I went later on, I think this was like probably like the next day, I went into those settings and I was changing them, seeing what works, right? And I noticed that if I went to one setting, I could hear like a little bit, I can't really explain it. It's like a little bit more detail in the sound, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah. It's a richer sound, yeah.
Right. Then other ones, they would be kind of subtle, right? Like I couldn't hear what I heard before.
Yeah.
So I just kept playing with them, right? And then once I got to one that I like, I'm going to try this one. I forgot what setting I picked. And the game, I think I was playing Miles Morales at the time, and the game just came even more alive after I picked that, and I just left it there ever since. Same thing with Demon's Souls, right? With all of them, it just, I don't know, it just works. Like, it's awesome. Oh, and so a quick aside about the thing we was talking about.
Yeah.
So in Astrobot, there's a level at the end. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. It's the coolest freaking level I've ever seen in any, right? But there's this one side where the stage would tilt, and it would really feel like the controller is tilting with the stage, even though you have the controller in your hand. Like, it just feels like it's weighted. There's no weights in it, but it's hard to explain. It just, like, if it goes to this side, it feels like it's on that side, and you feel the struggle of trying to jump up to the thing you're trying to hit.
Yeah, because the thing is, it's not just straight up like vibration or rumble like before. It's very different varying levels of it, the shaking, you know what I'm saying? So that's why it creates that effect. Again, they do such a great job, you know? It's like you could tell they put a lot of research into that shit. And it's amazing. I don't even think the controller costs that much more than a regular controller on Xbox, on Amazon. It's like $70. Not that bad. For this but controller,
$10 like, more than a yeah, PS5.
That's what I'm saying. It's not that much more. So, like, because you figured they'd sell this shit. If this controller came out like 2 years ago, they would be selling this shit for $100, you know?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
So it's crazy, man. So, yeah, the DualSense, that's the thing that blew me away. And then, of course, you know, the actual games, I got to eat a little bit of crow, people.
Man,
gotta,
the crow? You want me to eat a crow?
Got to eat some motherfucking crow. But of course, you know how I always eat my crow with some motherfucking adobo. You know, that's how we do it around here, man. Fried up and everything. You know, my crow tastes good. Dominican. Adobo, you already know. Some sazon and shit.
That's it,
man. So, yeah. Okay, so I was just being real right now. I was ragging on the PlayStation launch lineup for a while. I'm like, this shit's kind of whack, whatever, you know. And it was mostly based off of the fact that a lot of the games also on PlayStation 4, right? But even if you just take the PlayStation 5 games, right? Like, dude, you got Demon's Souls alone. It's like a system seller. I'm saying it, you know, like this shit is crazy right now. You know, then you got Astros, which is like a great showcase for the controller. You got the Sackboy game, you know, and even though it is on PlayStation 4, Miles Morales, like when you got that ray tracing on, oh, man, I'm telling you right now. So I'm like, this is legit better than the shit I played on PlayStation 4, without a doubt. You know, and then of course you add in the multiplayer. Well, you got Call of Duty and Valhalla and shit. I'm like, okay, this launch lineup is better than the PS4. Better than PS3 even. You know, it's like this is solid. You know.
Well, so. well, if you want to get a taste of what it sort of looks like on PS4, you just turn it on the fidelity. The frame rate mode.
The frame rate mode
just turns off all the stuff.
Yeah, but even then.
But then the frame rate ain't like that on PS4, though.
Yeah,
you know?
The frame rate.
Actually, man, you know how I could get a taste of it? Just download the PS4 game. That's how.
You play the 4 game. I mean, here's the thing. I'm going to say this as a person who's seen the other one.
And you are currently playing the 4 version.
And I'm currently playing the 4 one. I feel like people forgot that the Spider-Man PS4 game looks fucking good.
Yes.
It looks good.
It looked amazing.
It's like bird memory. Because, I mean, come on. You look at the other one, with the exception of the ray tracing and then some of the additional flourishes on the game, the games look pretty close.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right about that. You know, but that ray tracing, though, man. Like, you know what's cool? And because I'm playing the first Spider-Man 2018, I love this. This is little things. I'm fighting a bad guy or whatever, and just off to the side, I see my reflection beating the shit out of this dude. I'm like, that's cool. You know, that I like those little touches. You know, or I'm going up to a door. It's like, oh, look, I'm staring at myself right now. And again, understanding how reflections used to be done in video games. It used to be a very controlled thing. They would actually have to take the character model and flip it over or whatever, reverse it. It used to be taxing. Yeah. Now it just happens, you know?
Yeah, so like, there's a few different ways. Like for Spider-Man, for the Spider-Man the PS4 version of Spider-Man, they use a screen space solution. So
right.
You do get screen space reflections in Spider-Man, the PS4 version of Spider-Man. You know, like puddles and sometimes inside of the thing, but not nowhere near in the level that you're going to get for the 5.
Yeah, for sure. You know, but yeah, that's pretty much it for my... Oh yeah, the UI real quick. I'm still getting used to it. I don't hate it. I don't love it either. I'm getting used to it. Like, the more I play with it, like, okay, I know where things are right now or whatever. That's kind of cool. The party system was really cool. I like how we just have a dedicated throwdown room. And we just jump in and out. Like, again, I was, me and Chris were doing our thing. We're playing. Riku jumps in randomly. Adam shows up. It's like, it's cool how that happens. And then, of course, they could all watch our shit. What's up, Manny?
I was going to say, Riku's in the group. He can't jump in randomly.
Yeah. or just out of nowhere. Let's just say that, you know.
They bring themes because they could do it. Yeah, I get it. Every time you go to a game, you see the whole
thing. Yeah, because they already kind of have themes already, you know. But Adam, you just gave me an idea. Have it so you could switch those themes out, you know. That would be cool. Yeah. Like for your own.
I don't want to hear that music forever. That same thing. I had to do that shit on the Vita where I couldn't fucking change it.
Yeah, you know.
And then you know certain things had it. So
Vita, baby. Oh. All right, Chris, man, share your thoughts on the PlayStation 5 experience after 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I got it. I'll give it up that the SSD does seem to be performing very well.
Yes, Mark Cerny didn't lie, man.
Yeah, I agree with the 3D audio thing, and I did tell you like there's there's a part in Demon's Souls, it's not a spoiler.
If the game's fucking 11 years old, man, go ahead.
Yeah, in 1-2, there's a long bridge that you run towards the Tower Knight, and there's a red dragon that strafes the bridge with fire. And what you have to do is like wait till he shoots the bridge with fire, and you run as fast as you can to get to the next archway.
Yeah.
So you can hide. All right. So in old game, you had to look at him and like wait and then time it. So as soon as he hits the ground, you take off. Well, now I just hear him breathing and flapping his wings. And I know when he's over me, which is crazy. I'm like, oh shit, he's right over my head. And I start running. I can time it so that as soon as that fire hits the ground, I'm running just by listening. You know, you couldn't do that before.
Yeah.
So I thought that was nuts. And then, yeah, I can hear guys, if I go around the corner, it's like, oh, I hear a guy breathing over there. So I just run around the corner and smack him, you know? So I know he's hiding. Again, these are things you couldn't do before. So that experience is good. The feedback on the DualSense is good. Even Demon's Souls, you can, when you pull a bow,
yes,
it tightens. So you feel
yes.
it.
Yes.
The controller feels good in my hand. I disagree with Brett. I have huge hands too. I don't have a problem holding it for a long time.
Yeah, neither do I. Very comfortable.
I think the only issue when it comes to holding, I do get like a little scrape on my bottom palm here. Like I don't understand. Like right here, this edge. I don't know why. I keep moving my hand. I don't know. Maybe as I'm playing, my hand is sliding down. I don't know. Maybe it's just a little sharp plastic.
Yeah. So my only complaint with it is the UI is a little confusing. So I agree with Carlos. Like, there's things I do like. I do like our dedicated room. I do like the speed which the switcher works and stuff like that. Like, there's good things. There's bad things. Mm-hmm. I think there's still stability issues. I don't know what the patches have been lately, but they haven't fixed the main thing, which I think the accessories being left in, crashing the games, is still a problem. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time getting around certain things that used to be very easy on PS4. Like if I wanted to adjust my cloud saves to PS Plus, it was just a matter of hitting the game, going to upload, download, save, whatever. Now I have to go into settings and drill down and find it.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass. You know, some of the options in the voice chat is a pain, so I just go to the phone to look when, like, Tony posts a picture in the chat. It's easy to get to on the phone, but I find it difficult to get to on the console, yeah, which is ironic. So those things, I think that can just be adjusted, but Sony needs to address that because I think it's confusing. I didn't like that they also split media and games into two different, like a parent tree like when the TV section was just in as one option on PS4, now it's just a whole separate area you go to. I mean, I don't know. I liked it the old way.
Just piggyback off of Chris said with the store, and I was mentioning, it's like a lot of options that you see in the app version is not there. So if you go right now into the store, you won't see just a Black Friday sale. There is no Black Friday sale, but on the app there is. And if you go to the games and you search, then you'll find the deals. We found Control Ultimate Edition, you know, and all that stuff all on sale. Yeah. But it's not there in the app, which is kind of baffling because, like, you want to sell these games, right? You have a sale going on. And if you're on a PS5, you don't see that. So it's those type of things you have to fix it.
Yeah, you know, it's still, you know, early yet, and things that they got to you're going to work some kinks out. You know, no launch is perfect, but you know.
I think they'll add back things like the folders are gone again.
Yeah, that's the other one gone.
Yeah.
So I would think they would add that back in because I found it useful on PS4. But the storage, you know, of course, makes that a non-issue because it's like, I'm only going to play one thing at a time and erase it because there isn't like a lot of space to play with.
Yeah.
Overall, I'm impressed. I'm impressed with how it performs. I'm impressed with the load times in the games. I may be a teeny bit biased because if you go back and throw down, I've been begging for a Demon's Souls remaster.
Yes.
A long time. So I may be a tiny bit biased. You know, I mean, the game looks fantastic. It plays just like I remember it. Like, you know, I get around. I remember where things are and whatever. So I'm enjoying the hell out of it. And then I do plan on playing Spider-Man again. So
yes, do it. Trust me. Fidelity Boach. Trust me on that, man.
He's been here with the plan.
Yes, yeah. I do plan on upgrading my TV to Tony's recommendations.
Hey, so. You already know. Yeah. Me and Carl's already in that glory, man. So jump on.
I will tag LG in those pictures. Yes. And be like, yo, old Rami Death.
Yo, Rami Death, a drink. Yo, oh, by the way, Chris, here's the miracle of all miracles, right? Torrance Davis, right? Our mentor, right? He hates Demon's Souls. Excuse me, he's hated Demon's Souls for years. Yeah. He's like, fuck this game. This game's fucking trash. He loves it now. He beat the fucking Phalanx. I'm like, oh shit, Torrance, good for you. And you know what it is? He won't admit it because Torrance is fucking hard headed. The frame rate, man. The frame rate and the graphics. That's what did it for him. You know, because that's
usually the frame rate.
Yeah,
I think the biggest thing for people is the frame rate, the graphics, and the loading. The loading. I think that really does it for a lot of people because it gets you right back into the action. You don't need to wait you don't need to look at that screen where after you're dead, reload the fucking what's that place? The Nexus and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, my god. Somebody should do a side by side because it would take almost a minute to load between areas. You know, you're looking at that art.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm playing with Chris and Brett. It's like, oh shit, I forgot an item. Be right back. They go back to the Nexus, pick up their shit, and come back within 10 seconds. It's fucking crazy, you know?
Yeah. I mean, just to get everybody a sense of it, during one, when Chris was talking about the dragon flying over one of the bridges or whatever, right? So they had the game, the original and the remake or the remaster or the remake running side by side, and when the dragon came onto the scene on the PS3 one, it was there around about, but since the PlayStation, the PS5 one was still going, right? They had to rewind the PlayStation 5 version back to the same scene because it was so fast that the PS3 one, it just the loading, just to show off the loading, it wasn't there. It couldn't even do it, right? Because you was always okay. It's loading. You're locked in the screen. You're looking at the artwork. It's a phenomenal experience, and it does wonders for the quality of life of that game. One of the many sweet touches that they implemented to that game. And when you go through, it's no loading. You go through. Everything is there. You don't have to wait. You don't have to worry about nothing. If you die, just load up. Go right back in. Kill the dude. Get your souls. Keep it moving. It's awesome.
That's it, man. The Mark Cerny dragon, you know, that thing moves mad fast.
Yeah. And when you play, look, whenever they showed the demonstration of this game, right? I don't know if anybody noticed, but they never showed it in 4K 30.
No, it's always 60.
Yeah, it was all within the 60 frames per second. Now, I don't know what it's running at. I know it's running at 60. I don't care necessarily about the resolution on that. It looks that damn good. Like, when just subtle things like when the lighting, and when you look at the water, right? I think I looked at that water just almost 10 minutes because I'm like, oh my God, like, look at this. Like, it just looks so good. And then with the enemies, the detail of the enemies when they come at you, like Chris was talking about breathing, and like, shoot, when you hear the scream sometimes, it's like, oh my God, where am I at? Like, you're just in this world. And another game I would like to bring up, Tony and I have been talking about this. I have pictures out on Twitter about it. The Pathless.
Pathless, yes, yes, yes.
Just to plug Tony, he will be doing a review on
this. This is true. PC Mag is coming.
This game, man, this is one of those, like, if you're playing Demon Souls and you need a palette, go play this game. If you had a stress day and you need something to relax, go play this game. The way this game moves with the DualSense in the performance mode, oh my God. Everybody always talks about the arrow thing, but on this game, you can feel when the notch and the pullback of the arrow before she releases it, chef's kiss, man. Chef's kiss. it is freaking ridiculous, man. Like, just that feeling, like, when you pull back the arrow and you feel that, like, the controller's kind of fighting a little bit, amazing, man. The game is amazing to me. I like it. I like, you know, I like those type of games. But trust me, y'all, if you've been waiting to get your PlayStation 5, trust us when we say you would not be disappointed. I mean, if you are disappointed, I don't know what to tell you, but it is truly a transformative experience, at least in my opinion. You know, I don't have Xbox yet. I do plan to get maybe somewhere down the road. I'm waiting on Halo.
You wait on games.
Yeah, waiting on games. And, I mean, there's stuff that I kind of want to write down. Sony, they got the games I want to play in. There's more soon coming. I can't say nothing right now, but there's more soon.
That's it. All right, guys. Any last thoughts on the PlayStation 5? I think, Reggie, that's a good way of ending it right there, man. This shit was dope.
Just don't go on eBay and pay these.
Yeah, don't get these motherfuckers. Don't mess with any of that. Make sure these guys have to eat that cost, all those consoles, you know?
Let them pay for their sins.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, man.
And one tip I would like to give on that before we close out, man, just try to check your local retailers, man. And just, you know, sometimes if they see you and you keep coming in there and they know you that you're looking for it, sometimes, they might look out. So I'm just letting you know. I got my own stories, but that's another story for another day.
There you go, man. All right, man, it's going to start doing it for us, man. So, Reggie, I want to thank you so much for being on, man, providing that insight, you know. No inside scoop, so you don't do that anymore. You're not at Weapon X anymore, right? Like, you're just Reggie now, right?
I kind of walk away. I mean, I'm retired the moniker.
Oh, hold on, Reggie, you cut out. Say that again. You retired the moniker, but what?
I do hear some stuff from time to time. Yeah, but, you know, I still know some information, but I just don't try to put it out there. You know, some people need to stay anonymous, and I honor that. So
there you go, man. All right. Where can people find you, man?
You can find me on Twitter at Killer Instinct on Twitter. And, yeah, that's where I'm at. If you follow Tony, you'll see me.
Oh, yeah. You already know, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mortal Shell, no, we're not giving that away tonight. We're going to be giving this away sometime in December. Let me hold this up correctly, you know. So yeah, December we'll give this away. So stay tuned for that free copy of Mortal Shell for the PlayStation 4.
Mortal Shell.
You know, all right, Manny, plugging. What you got, man?
The usual stuff. You know, excellence and you know, the DC stuff. We got you know, coming early next year. We got Nubia from Future State. And if you have Xbox Games with Gold, you can now get the game Swim Sanity for free. The game I did artwork for, they just released a DLC pack for it, so you can play that. I did all the bunch of artwork for it, and we also got T-shirts for Swim Sanity, which nice. With my stuff on there. All of that stuff you can find on my Twitter. So yeah, you head out there, or you head over to Decoy Games And they have a bunch of really cool stuff. So yeah, good stuff.
All right, Adam, man, what you got, bro?
Oh, I got some reviews going up over at the Coalition for some games. Got for Need for Speed, the Hot Pursuit for Switch, and then got a really deep breakdown. It's turning out pretty long for my Call of Duty, but I've smartened up. Since there's four parts of the game, I have it broken in four parts. So if there's one part in particular you care about, you can just read that part, and that's it. You know, and then that's it. And then we got another episode of World Beyond coming. It's over, finally over. We got 9 and 10. Those two episodes are coming together. That's what they're airing. It's a two-part, and we're just going to bang that one out and move on to when the Walking Dead proper comes back in February.
Nice, nice. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. All right, people. So that's going to do it for us. So make sure you follow us on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe to us on YouTube and join the Discord where the conversation is always popping, man. You can find us on any podcast app by searching for Throwdown Show, and you can visit throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. Links to everything located down in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
Hey, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vale.
Have a safe holiday, Thanksgiving.
And Reggie Butler.
Take care, be safe, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, people. We'll see you on Sunday on at the regular time, man. Later.
Later. Deuces.